I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and this is Dare to Dream, and I hope you're feeling inspired to do something out of the ordinary and turn something that maybe seems somewhat impossible into possible, and that could be from any realm in your life, and I've got a little story to tell you about just that. And just so you know, a little later on, and yes, I do have sexy voice today, so bear with me, and we'll just let that ooze out and take over. A little later on, I have a guest I'm so anxious to talk to. Allison Armstrong is here. She is a relationship expert, and she helps people sort through complex issues that come with a single life, a marriage, sex, motherhood, workplace, or being an extraordinary man, woman, or teen. She offers noble healing and the Queen's Code and many other things. And again, she'll be on later on the Dare to Dream show. I'm anxious to talk to her. And speaking of creating dreams, well, you know, it doesn't have to just be relegated to humans. So I decided, because I've been through a lot of changes recently, I was going to create a bucket list for my dog. Why not? What might little Shelby, the 2-year-old cockapoo, want? Well, Shelby came to me because her mama, and this is a true story, good for people to know, her mom was actually pregnant, and they were going to euthanize the pregnant mom with the pups inside of her, which is a crime, period. And this was an adorable dog who got saved. The pound called a woman they know who runs Cuddly Canines and saves dogs. So she saved the pregnant mom, fostered her out to this amazing family in Irvine. Mama gave birth. Mama was young and gave birth to 2 boys and a girl. And the girl was Shelby. And so I met Shelby when she was a peanut. We fell in love. We were approved from the application. They have a very nice process. I like that, to make sure it goes to a great home. Shelby's my first dog. We all went to training for the first year, so everybody knew what everybody was doing and was behaving correctly. And she has become my greatest companion, really my greatest love. That's Shelby the dog, who's hilarious and has her own Facebook page, but of course. Well, Shelby's bucket list started with, what happened to my mama? What happened to my brothers? So I started out on a quest, around March of this year, so we're talking about 6, 7, 8 months ago, and decided to try to find out, where did mama go? Where did brothers go? Because everybody had been adopted to a great home. And it took months, but, you know, when you take action steps and you do a little research and you're committed to something, it usually works out very well. And I was certainly committed. And as it turns out, I ended up in a text with mama, the brothers, and the woman who had fostered the dogs, which I thought was fabulous that she was a part of it since she was our inception. And everybody for months had been talking. And we finally got to the point of, can we meet? Can we please meet? Well, they live much further than I, but the great news is they weren't in Canada. They weren't in another state. I'm in California, Los Angeles, so I made the hour and a half drive, and everybody met last week. I got to tell you, it was so crazy to see this beautiful mom, the brother, Tofu. Mom's name is Macy. Another brother's name is Archie. Archie couldn't make it, but hopefully will next time. But they had a family reunion. It was a picnic. They all got little snacks. And they get to run around this beautiful dog park and meet each other and hang out with each other. And it was amazing. We all took pictures of us now, the extended family, and the dogs together. And they look so different, but so much alike. And it was just beautiful to see them hang out. So I helped Shelby make something on her bucket list come true. And the reason why I'm so about creating dreams is because, really, It is a great joy factor. I mean, that was a day of pure, who knew how it was going to turn out? It was spontaneous. It was fabulous. I didn't know who the people would be, what they'd be like, or the dogs. But everything was phenomenal. A great memory, certainly a great story. And, of course, we'll probably stay in touch and meet again sometime. So what's on your bucket list? What would create great joy for you to do, be, have, experience? Think about Shelby the dog, and you too can create your dreams come true. You can choose your experience and make every moment matter. And, of course, one of the things you know I love is wine. I really do. I've taken 2 years of classes. I've become certified. And if you enjoy wine, imagine unique wines from the best vineyards around the world, red, white, and P.S., delivered to your door. Check out directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. It's sellers with a C, like a wine cellar. directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yep, ship wine right to your business or home. It arrives with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, all at below retail prices. You can join, enjoy with your friends, colleagues. Make your vino life so happy. directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with the amazing Allison Armstrong, and let's learn about relationships. Stay right there.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and podcast. And again, I've got Allison Armstrong, who's an author, educator, and creator of the widely acclaimed Understanding Men and Understanding Women Transformational Online Series. And you can find out more and go to her website at understandmen.com. Allison, so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Your timing is just perfect. So dreams, creating dreams, daring to dream, and relationships. Is there an intersection there? Is there a marriage between dreams and being in a relationship?
Yes, a really important one. And can I break it down a little bit leading up to that point?
Absolutely. Break it down.
Okay. So, after studying men since 1995, actually 1991, we started our workshops in 1995, one of the biggest things women don't really get about men is how much they're organized around protecting the people they love. Actually, even a lot of them will say if you're within reach, they'll protect you, and providing for the people that they, you could say, consider belong to them. Like anything they would say after the word my son, my employees, my mother, my sister, my friend, they say the word my, that's in their circle of providing for. And that there's a, like an order, there's a hierarchy of what they provide. And the first thing they're looking for is what do you really need, right? So they'll provide for what you need. And they'll provide, they'll be looking for, are you comfortable? Right, so this is men going, are you cold? Are you warm? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Right, so they want you to also be comfortable. And then it's ecstatic for them to get to provide something that makes you happy. And even beyond that is if they can provide for your dreams, if they can make your dreams come true, that is, or have a part of making your dreams come true, it's extraordinarily fulfilling for them. And both in how you reflect that back, but also in just their sense of themselves as a man and their expression of themselves as a man to make your dreams come true. Now, that part of the problem is it with women not knowing that is especially in the dating realm, we have been, over time, we have developed this idea that a man wants to marry a woman who's not too much trouble, right? So don't need too much. Don't say that something will make you happy. And for sure, you wouldn't want to tell somebody your dreams because that would be completely intimidating. And so all the information that a man needs in order to keep pursuing a relationship with a woman, like, so can I give her what she needs? Can I make her happy? Are her dreams congruent with my life? Are they something that I could make come true? All that information he needs to make a decision about a relationship, she's not telling because she's not supposed to have any of that. And it actually, in February, Greg and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. And on our first... Yeah, thank you. On our first date, he asked me, he said, so what are your dreams? And this is going to sound funny, but because he wasn't my type, so I wasn't all wound up in how to get him and keep him, I just had this heart resonance with him from the beginning. I told him my dreams. And I didn't know until much later what was happening on his side of the table. You know, when I said, I want to have at least one more child, and I want to be home to raise them. My son's grown up in daycare, and I don't want to do that again. That on his side of the table, he thought, I want to give her that, and she should have two daughters, right? Mm-hmm. And then I talked about that I wanted to have a foundation to support the things that I'm passionate about and that I see need to happen in the world. And I didn't find out till a long time later, he thought, I want to fund that. Mm. Yes. He could sort himself in to the most important things that I was looking for that normally would have been afraid to say. I mean, oh my gosh, to say you want to have children and be financially supported, we're not supposed to say that, right? And to come out with my dreams. And that's when I found out and started talking to other men and finding out that they want to know that. And they want to know early on, like, if your dreams conflict with their plan for their life, they consider they are not the right person for you. That you should be with someone who embraces your dreams. That they wouldn't do you the dishonor of trying to be with you and change who you are. They consider that dishonorable.
A great tip this is. So I'm thinking down the road, here I am, just 9 months out of a 10-year relationship. So I was with somebody for a really long time. And I would say I'm not ready for dating yet. Mm-hmm. But when I do get ready for dating, I'm hearing from you that it's really good up front. One of the good conversations to have first or second date is to talk about dreams, because if there is not an alignment, not a congruency, it's pretty obvious that your mate won't be right for you and vice versa. Right?
Yeah, and can I say something about you being 9 months out of a 10-year relationship?
Oh, I love it. Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect time for you to think about where you suffered in that relationship by not getting what you needed, that you really need, that you don't want to spend the rest of your life without. And again, all this was just intuitive in this resonance that I had with Greg, and that I wasn't protecting some future. I wasn't trying to have a future with him. I was just myself, right? And so there we were standing out on the curb at the end of this first date when I said, so how important is sex for you? Because I didn't get enough in my first marriage. And again, didn't find out till a long time later that he promised himself, if she's with me, she's going to have all the sex she wants.
Mm.
And you're in a perfect person, a perfect position. Right after a breakup is the perfect time to take stock. And it doesn't matter whether whoever called it. I mean, what I say is when a relationship isn't working for one person, it isn't working for both people. And it's just the person who tells the truth first, you know, is the one that seems like they won. You know, she broke up with me, he broke up with her. No, it wasn't working for either of you, and one of you coughed it up first. But either way, what is it that you found out you needed by not getting it? And also, what was great? What had you be there for 10 years? So what is it that you need that you were getting? And both of those are super important to take stock of, because ultimately a relationship is sustainable when we can give each other, and not only can but want to, give each other what we most need.
This is powerful, incredibly powerful, and I love that. That gives me something to do and reflect, and I know structure is great for me. So making a list like that, what I did receive, what I longed for but felt empty over, certainly I know I can fill those both up, and that will really help me have a lot of clarity going forward, and also, of course, to magnetize more the right person when I'm ready to get back out there. And you mentioned sex. I thought that was great because I was curious, and my question was going to be, how important truly is sex to males in a relationship? And then I heard you say that for you as a female, you hadn't gotten enough sex in your last relationship, so that was of import for you going forward. So is this not a generic question then? Is it actually per mate, per couple?
How important sex is?
How important sex really is for the sustainability of a relationship.
Well, it's going to vary from couple to couple. I know when we used to do our couples retreat and we talked about sex, one couple came back and said, we found out it's not important to either one of us. And like, okay, and I gulped and just bit my tongue because it was their relationship. And the health benefits of sex, the spiritual, emotional, physical benefits of sex. I mean, one of my favorite places is Norway. In Norway, sex is part of your health benefits as a disabled person. They actually understand. Yeah. It's a health benefit. So they actually understand how much it matters to the health of a human being to have sex. And in our society, we don't get to talk about it much. And and not straightforward, not like the studies that are linking prostate cancer for men to not enough sex. And how sad is that? And I've spent so much time asking men about what sex provides for them. And honestly, the complaints that women have about men being cranky or short-tempered or grouchy or complaining or stingy and not generous, those are all consistent with not having enough sex and enough sleep. They're related. And it's going to be really individualized. Like, is enough sex once a day or once a week? I mean, that's something that's really tricky for men and women to line up, because so much of the desire of sex is related to how much free testosterone a human being has. So
right.
I've been on a campaign for almost a year of people getting their free testosterone checked, because our lifestyles in the first world countries, actually most people don't have enough free testosterone. Most of us are operating at under the levels that would give us a feeling of well-being. And we show up as normal in a test because our entire society is operating under the level that's normal. And it has to do with how much our lifestyles are shaped by electricity, and that you can stay up all night producing results or shopping or numbing out on TV instead of sleeping, which is the biggest way to build testosterone is by sleeping. We don't sleep enough.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I completely concur, as somebody who ingests and takes and has, you know, pellets and has done bioidenticals, I can tell you it's a life changer. However you might feel right now, or if there's any deficiency, when you start on a really healthy regimen of the appropriate hormones for your particular body, it is tremendous. My girlfriends and I hang out and talk about it.
Yeah.
How much we love it, our elixir.
I'm so glad you brought it up. I started a year ago on bioidentical pellets, and my practitioner trusts me and my judgment. I actually have supplemental pills. So when I have a rough day or a long day or an intense day, she knows I can take a quarter or a half or whatever, and I know the signs in my body when I need more. And it's huge. It's huge. It's not just huge for, like, I don't know, young people or middle-aged people. I just turned 57. My friend's dad is 91 years old, and he was on antidepressants. And I said, please get him tested for testosterone. And he had low levels for a 91-year-old. and they put him on shots, and the next thing you know, he's up, he's watching the ball game, he's walking his his wife to the grocery store, he's like, he's playing golf again. Like, and they thought he was just on this descent into death. No, he just had low testosterone.
Your complete quality of life will change. Absolutely. You know, and you can feel very depressed and not like yourself. You can completely lack energy, completely lack sex drive, have trouble sleeping, obviously have hot flashes, you know, lose muscle mass. There are so many things, and it's so important, and it's so available. There are phenomenal practitioners. I started on bioidenticals. Now I'm using the pellets as well and the supplemental pills, and I mean, easy peasy. I don't have to think about it. I wake up and it's normal. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it's anti-aging and everything else. So highly recommended. And we're going to take a break.
Can I tie it back to what we're talking about when we get back? Tie it back to your show when we get back? Can we tie it back to your show?
Yes. We'll be talking more about dreams and anything else about relationships with Alison Armstrong when we return. You can join me after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV, and you can tell Alison is raring to go. She's going to give you some stuff you haven't heard before. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
Debbie Dashinger back on Dare to Dream Radio and podcast, and I'm interviewing Allison Armstrong. Again, you can go to understandmen.com. And Allison, we promised we were going to just tie this up about what we can use to help our bodies and daring to dream and what might be going on, not just in man-woman relationship, but sometimes in family relationships as well. What are your thoughts?
Well, it includes that maybe you need hormone supplements, but so many people are, I would say they're working for their lifestyle, that they don't have energy left over to dream. I mean, you have to have energy to dream. When you're tired, you can't think beyond getting through what your life requires of you. And it's that profoundly affects our relationships, that we're not the people that we want to be. Does that make sense?
It makes me think, hearing you say that, even entrepreneurs, I know so many entrepreneurs, they don't have a typical work day where they shut it down, close the bag, and walk into home and they're fully present. They're often working on weekends and at night, and finishing things up, and it's a lot of energy and a lack of presence in one's life, and then, of course, presence in the ability to have relationships. Not healthy.
Yeah. And it also, for people who are dating, the way I like to say it is men require attention, and they require space, and if a woman is so busy with all the things she's stuffed her life with, that he asks her out and she can't find a time to see him for, 10 days or 2 weeks from now, he knows already she doesn't have room for a relationship. And if he's looking for a relationship, it becomes a non-starter. Oh, she doesn't have room for me. She's terrific, but she doesn't have room for me. Oh, well.
Well, this is a biggie. This is really a biggie, right? You don't have the capacity to even have a partner to establish a relationship. And so here's the deal. Living in Los Angeles, I have a plethora of friends and even non-friends, colleagues. And I pay attention to this, especially being on radio. Over the 10 and a half years, when I used to be at a station and people would come and incredibly accomplished women, very attractive women, smart, spiritual, they got it going on, they teach this, these massive things out in the world, and they would often turn around to me and say, oh, and by the way, if you know of anybody, I really would like to start dating. So I started noticing more and more, I don't know if this is just Los Angeles, but what is going on, and what can women do? These are powerful, brilliant, beautiful women who want to be in relationship, are not in relationship. Clearly something's off there. I'm just curious, you mentioned one thing, capacity, having the space and time and energy to have a relationship, be in a relationship. What else is required for that to happen successfully?
Well, the other thing that I see, because I know so many of our students are like you're describing. The other thing is that, the easiest way to describe it is if you think of your brain as having at least two operating systems, and it'd be the equivalent of being able to switch out a PC for a Mac, right? Something very linear for something very intuitive. And when we commit to a particular result, we go into what we call hunting mode, and it affects everything. How we're being, seeing, listening, speaking, thinking, processing information, taking things in. It's an entire system. And when we're in gathering mode, when we're open to options and possibilities, right, that does the same thing. It affects everything, how we're being, seeing, listening, feeling, everything. When we're in hunting mode, we don't connect, and we don't have the same awareness. We're not in touch with our feelings, and we don't radiate. We don't have the kind of beauty that every woman has as her birthright, to be radiant, which is incredibly attractive to men, empowering to men and attractive to men. I just want to go stand next to her. So when we're in hunting mode, not only are we not being what attracts a man to a woman, hunters are not trying to date hunters. They want the opposite of who they are because they're nurtured by it. So not only do we not attract them, we a lot of times don't even notice that they're attracted. Like, except for maybe something that's annoying. We're trying to get the job done, and that person, you know, keeps putting that in the space. So we actually have to make time and space to spend in an open, available, uncommitted mind frame. Does that make sense?
Yeah, up until the uncommitted part, uncommitted mind frame, what does that mean?
That that's what's tricky. The moment we commit, we focus. And we actually need to generate being uncommitted, just being open. And we actually have to commit to, this goes back to hormones, to building oxytocin. So our primitive lives naturally built the bonding hormone that has us be open and connective and creating relationship. And we get depleted when we're producing those results and chasing those results. We get depleted, and it actually, back to your original question, we can't have orgasms without oxytocin. We don't want to have sex when we don't have enough oxytocin. So it has this death spiral for our relationships. We can't start them, and we can't keep them if we don't spend less time chasing results, chasing status, position, all those things that we work so hard to have a right to do. Now that we have the right to do them, we should do them less. If we want relationship, which means you have to make it a priority. Mm. Until we make it a priority, it's not going to happen.
It's interesting because when people have their house done with feng shui, often, especially in the bedroom, they'll look for two of everything in order to draw in the right partner. You know, you want two bedside nightstands and two night lamps and, you know, things like that, and an open space for your partner when they come along to put their stuff in, and little pictures that have two of you, not just you alone. And it sounds like you're giving sort of the feng shui of the inner outer life for creating somebody's partner to come in and creating the space for that to happen. Because if it's too cluttered, if there's too much going on, either way, either too much going on with your work, life, family, whatever, you're going to stop that from happening. And then also, I love this idea, that's very new for me to hear, which is that mindful non-commitment at first, just to be an exploration and open and allowing and receiving and just see what's going to happen. That's spectacular. That's a great tip.
Yeah, I love what you said, bringing in feng shui, because I don't know about feng shui, but I'm a big believer in human will, and that our free will is tremendously powerful. We're manifesting is natural for every human being, and if you're arranging your house to make space for another human being, every time you see those two lamps, your will is getting redirected to, where's my partner? Where's my partner, right? And if you're making space, like, you know what? I'm just going to leave my Saturday nights open. I'm not going to fill them with all the activities. I'm just going to leave them open. Mm. And when I get there, I'm going to do what I feel like doing, or someone might ask me out, right? That is actually you expressing your will to the universe, or however you want to say it, I'm making a partner my priority, including carving out space for this human being to show up. And every way that you are affirming that is directing your will. And it's tremendously powerful.
Oh, tremendously powerful. These are really yummy, yummy, yummy tips that anybody can implement. It's free. And think
it's
about
free.
What it will bring into your life. It's fun and for free.
I'm going to go to bed early to attract my partner. Turn
out
the
night. Get testosterone, too, while I'm at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go to sleep early, be rested for my partner, get extra testosterone so I'm full of great energy, and declutter my life, calendar, schedule, and inner being so I can really welcome in and stay open to the fluid possibility of what's next. Well, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. Boy, do we have much more coming up with Allison Armstrong. We're going to be talking about how to encourage couples and also some of the things she does in her life to stay as conscious and awesome as she is. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Allison Armstrong, who's a speaker in the areas of gender differences, well-being, empowerment, sexuality, and relationships. And Allison, I have a quote from you, which is, I encourage couples to share the completion of these sentences. One, I express my love for you by, fill in the blank, and two, I experience being loved by you when, fill in the blank, women are often surprised by what a man, by what has a man think he's loved. It could be as simple as a touch, a word, a hug, or that she picked up his dry cleaning. Wow. So are we really off base by what being loved and the expression of love is for each other and how to do that?
Well, I don't know that we're off base. I just think, we need to, you might say, drill down or unpack it. I love Gary Smalley's The Five Love Languages. I think it's a really good jumping off point for people. But so much of what's missing in how we communicate with each other is to say what something looks like. We think it's obvious. And especially for women, it's like love to us is all about a feeling, the feeling of love. And so we think if we tell a man, I love you, and we feel love for him, that's it. Then he'll feel loved. But for men, it's so much more how love is shown and the actions that she takes that shows him that she loves him. And that's where we really need to ask, like, what shows you that I love you? And for Greg, food equals love. And, and we're pretty independent. And last night he comes in the kitchen and goes, what's that? I said, turkey nachos. He goes, that looks really good. You found that in our refrigerator? I'm like, you want a bite? Well, just a little one. And then he takes a bite. He's like, that's really good. How did you make that? And I said, I could make it for you. And his eyes get this little twinkle. I could make it. I said, I know you can, but I could make it for you. And he's like, okay. Because food is love. Just for me to make him a little bowl of nachos is hilarious. But I remember
is that
a man
something, Allison, that you figured out over time by watching behavior and reactions? Or is this actually a conversation you and Greg had where you literally unveiled or became transparent about, these are the things that are valuable and meaningful to me. These equal love.
Well, it can go both ways. And unfortunately, often we find out what matters to us by it not happening. And, I mean, I always wanted to cook for a family, and I cooked for my family 6-7 days a week for years. And then, I'll save you the whole story, something happened and I quit. Like, I'm done. I'm not going to cook anymore. Something happened called three different kinds of ways of eating, you know, raw, vegetarian, and omnivore. Yes. And nobody willing to help me. And Greg making a snide remark, which he regrets. But I just quit. I quit cooking. And he freaked out. He was like a little boy. He's like, but food is love. And that was the first time in many years on one of our early dates, he said, the way to my heart is through my stomach. And I just like took it in stride, and I purposely didn't cook for him because that seemed like it wouldn't be fair play because I'm a really good cook. And I wanted to play fair. Yeah, I wanted to play fair. So some things we find out by them happening and like, oh my gosh, that makes me feel so loved. We got to pay attention to that. Some of it happens by it not happening. And you notice there's a disconnect, and like, honey, is there is there something I stopped doing that has you not feel loved or supported or appreciated anymore? Well, yeah, you used to pick up my dry cleaning. I found this out from a man in an airplane. He's like, well, my wife just doesn't appreciate me anymore. She's off doing her own thing. Really? What changed? And that's what came out of his mouth. She stopped picking up my dry cleaning. She used to make sure I had clean shirts for my business trips, and she doesn't anymore. Mm. It's beneath her. But I bet she had no idea how much it meant to him. And that's why it's good to ask. Yeah. So what do I do that has you experience being loved by me? And then put the imaginary duct tape over your mouth and listen and listen. And that's something we have to teach, especially women to do, but men sometimes too, to don't interrupt. Don't me too. Don't no, but what about? Like, just listen. We're always telling men, just listen. Well, we should try it. Listen, and we teach women to count to 30 seconds while he's thinking. He's thinking. He's diving deep. Let him bring you back pearls, right? So, yeah, we have to ask. We have to share. We have to listen. We have to watch. Men are always watching for what brightens us up. They're always looking for what makes us happy. And when we brighten up, they're like, oh, bingo.
So what makes you happy, Allison? This is Dare to Dream. What do you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, somebody asked me recently, like, so what's your dream life? And like, I needed to change something. I'm like, I'm having my dream life. I think the only thing is I would work less in my dream life, which is something I'm trying to do by getting all of our information online. But I live in the country. I have two horses and a donkey. I built a waterfall yesterday out of local rocks, and it's gorgeous. Mm. And Greg wanted to get me a car, and I said, I want a tractor. And he got me one. And he's like, what do you need a tractor for? I said, I want to move dirt the way I like to move furniture. What would it look like over there? And so
I'm cute.
Yeah. So
I want a fixture. Allison Armstrong in a tractor. I totally want that picture. With a meme.
With a meme. It's the best alone time I've ever discovered because it's so loud. Nobody can call me on the phone. I can't have a conversation simultaneously. I actually get left alone. It's awesome. Mm.
And what is the one ritual or practice you do, Allison, that keeps you grounded? What do you do on a daily basis?
There isn't just one, but I would say one of the most important is that I get outside. I get outside moving my body, whether I'm not exaggerating, whether I'm throwing rocks, which I'm getting really some amazing muscles from throwing rocks, or horseback riding, or walking with my border collie and one of my best friends, movement. My body and brain and spirit need movement, and they need them outside. And you can find me outside on a walk in the snow in 8-degree weather. I will do it because I need
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. I resonate. Yes, very much. Especially when you're turning and doing so much out in the world, it's a really nice juxtapose to allow yourself with the connection with nature and beings and letting your body do what it came here to do, move and be brilliant. And right here at the end, the very last question, the importance of being authentic. I mean, this is such a prevalent question for me because I teach visibility. And one of the things I coach people in is messaging. But it's not just about, you know, key messages, things like that. That's a part of it. But it's really about who are you inherently, like indigenous to yourself, your soul. Who did you come here to be? What is the wisdom you came here to put out? Authenticity is, I think, now more than ever so important. And actually, the greatest sales point that everyone's after. So what about in regards to relationship? How important is being authentic about who we are and clear about what we need?
Well, in all of our research, it's going to end up being involved in all of the top four most attractive qualities for someone to fall in love with you, be in love with you, want to take care of you, want to give you your dreams. Because the first most attractive quality is self-confidence. And if you're not telling the truth to yourself about who you are, you will not have self-confidence. And the second most attractive quality is authenticity. And the way that men put it is being direct. That a woman who knows what she needs and comes out and says it is so attractive. And if they can't give her what she needs, it has them want to find the person who can, because it's so attractive. And then passion is number three. And if you're not telling the truth to yourself and doing the things that make you really happy, then you're not accessing your own passion. So even if it's things that people think are crazy, like being 56 years old and buying a tractor. people thought it was crazy. What?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so that being true to yourself is our access to passion, the third most attractive quality. And then receptivity, meaning allowing other people to nurture you and feed you and give you what you need and honor that you're inspiring that generosity in them. So let them give it to you and be a queen about it. Be gracious about it. Let it in.
That's the biggest problem we see for people. Yeah, and this is powerful stuff. So the four that Allison just shared with us is self-confidence, authenticity and being direct, which is apparently quite sexy out there. I love that. Passion, being true to yourself, whether it's a tractor or something else you really feel like is in your caw to do and be and have. And being receptive, receive, be nurtured, generosity, and of course be very gracious when you receive it. Allison, I have loved the time that I spent with you here on Dare to Dream. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
It was awesome. And again, she's at understandmen.com. And as you heard, they're getting everything online. If it's not there already, there's a lot so far. So check it out. More about Allison Armstrong. And I end with a quote from Allison Armstrong. While most men want to get married to the right person, a woman's instincts are more likely to drive her to get married at the right time. And learning that a man is looking for the right person will cause a woman to try to be that, even if it means contorting herself. Logically, a man being the right person for her is part of her being the right person for him, meaning that if he can give her what she needs and what makes her happy, that's a good starting point for both of them. Go to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/Deb on the radio. And thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
You're a I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands.